Next up, we've got the Boffo Yucks dudes with Say Hey.
Early day, the sunrise, and I rise with the hay. I brush my teeth and set out with the song in my heart. I spread my joy to everyone, and that's the place to start. I love to go hay, it passes the day. 'Cause when you go hay, you have something to say. You can hay in the stack, you can hay on your back, you can hay on the ground while you're rolling around. I hear the shouts mid-morning and everyone's outside. Our call is so infectious, there's no...
You know, I'm sold by the sort of easy, happy-going vibe of this music. The electric piano, the sweet vocal harmonies, the hey backing vocals that bounce all over my headphones. You know, the vocal melody, the chord progression has some nice surprises for me too. I really like the harmonized "Did you say hey" hook at the end, which I think is a great way to end the song. And you know, I couldn't help but grinning despite myself with the horses say nay rhyme, which kind of cracked me up. This is a pleasant listen, and I liked it. You know, I liked it every time I listened to it, which was two or three times. One note I might have is I was kind of taken aback by some of the ad-libs. Like, there's this point where the guy screams, Louie! Or that's what it sounds like anyway. Which I think is supposed to simulate one of these mid-morning shouts. And it's loud. And it's so loud that I think I jumped the first time. And there's also this weird ad-lib that sounds like a woman singing in kind of an exaggerated operatic kind of way. Which is loud, and you know,
was that the roll in the hay?
Yeah, it's a sound bite. It's in the lyrics. It's a parenthetical note that says "sound bite of Terry Garr."
Okay, yeah.
That's from The Young Frankenstein.
It's a little loud for an in-joke. So, you know, both all of these things are fine, and I think they need to be mixed a little bit lower, not to jerk listeners out of the song. So, you know, maybe like some sort of EQ filter or reverb or something on them to like mark them as being separate, but at the same time not blasting our eardrums with them.
I had a lot of fun listening to this, and I kind of didn't expect to because I peeked at the lyrics ahead of time. I was like, oh my god, this is gonna go on forever, and it really doesn't. It doesn't overstay its welcome. The piano is lovely. The production is totally fine. My only real musical gripe with the whole thing is there's a few tuning issues in the vocals, but you know, it's a cute, fun little song. There's not much else to say about it.
Yeah, I thought it was a good, happy, feel-good tune. The production is good. The lyrics are fun. And the general vibe is light and uplifting. There is something very typically Boffo Yucks dudes about the chord progression, and in particular the "I love to go hey, it passes the day" part, which is just C, D, F, C, all major chords, but with super heavy emphasis on the fifths instead of the basses, until the last C anyway, when the third has the big emphasis, at least as much as the bass C. So it's sort of like it's this thing where they're playing the chords, but they're emphasizing something other than the bass, which is signature in Boffo Yucks dudes somehow. They might as well have a copyright on it. Anyway, it's all good. It's pleasant. Good vibes. And those harmonies at the end, like Chumpy pointed out, are very nice. The tambourine during those harmonies places it squarely in the 60s. And I hope that was intentional. You know, maybe not my favorite song of the round, but as Chumpy might put it, there were no unforced errors, which is better than some of these songs seem to be able to manage.